Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Get up, everybody, in Radio Land. Get up, everybody that's even on the podcast. Get up, get up, get up. It is Fresh Start with Dr. Holt, and we are excited. We are excited for, again, another great, great episode for this morning. We're looking for an exciting, exhilarating, and an inspiring motivating show for this morning. Get up. I say it every Saturday. Get your fresh coffee. Get your mocha latte. If you don't like coffee, your stomach too sensitive for coffee, then get you some hot chocolate. If you can't get no hot chocolate, well, try a nice hot cup of green tea and get some antioxidants in your body. And it's time to get the Fruit Loops, the Captain Crunch, Apple Jacks, Corn Flakes. We can go old school with Corn Flakes and your Wheaties. Y'all remember that back in the day? The Cheerios. I mean, how far you want me to go back? We can go way back in the day before we had all these other types of cereals. Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, what you name it. Let's get ready for the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Good morning to everybody. Wake up. In Radio Land, whether you're in your living room, you're in your car listening to them, you're on the highway, or you're in your bedroom, or heck, you might even just got a radio in the shower listening to me. Listen, it is the Fresh Start Show, and we are excited and pumped. Listen, I want to thank all of my supporters who's been being with me. I call this our pulpit to the city, the pulpit to the world, where we talk about the issues that formerly incarcerated and current people who are incarcerated go through every single day. We're excited about our show. It's nothing like our show. Our show is one of the most unique shows in the entire nation, most definitely in the state of Arizona. You think about radio shows all throughout the nation. There's nothing that talks to the issues like we do in regards to a show specifically about being incarcerated, informed incarcerated, and the things that you go through. So again, thank you so much. Thank you so kindly for everybody who have joined me and been coming on and supporting this radio show. Listen, I don't take it for lightly. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your kind words. Your words have been words of inspiration. I wasn't even sure how this format would even go. I wasn't sure if people really would tune in, but listen, this thing has been bigger than what I could ever expected. This show have been a space of encouragement, inspiration, and motivation to many. Like I've said before, I've gotten letters. People have been reaching out to me about how this show have been a blessing to them. This show has been so inspirational to them, and we're going to keep it going to the best of my ability. We're going to keep it going. And listen, if you're an organization and if you are an individual that loves the show and want to help out and keep our voice out into the city and into the world, listen, you can come on and be a sponsor and give us a sponsorship, and we will give you some marketing on our show and announce your product, your brand. If you're interested and you want to help the cause of, as we are helping people in this demographic who've been incarcerated, please give me a call. You can reach me at area code 520-595-8885, and I can be reached at our new email designated for this show. The email is Fresh Start, not the Fresh Start, so don't put THE in there because I won't get the email. It is Fresh Start at gmail.com. Fresh Start Show at gmail.com. Let me say that again. Fresh Start Show at gmail.com. Please email me and let me know how you like the show. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, we are taking some sponsors to help us with paying the bills here for the show to keep this show going. And if you want to be a partner and sponsor us, hey, give me a call, reach out to me. You can email me again at Fresh Start Show at gmail.com. Fresh Start Show at gmail.com. All right, let's get to business. We are excited for the show on today. Thank you so kindly. We want to continue to keep announcing, letting everybody know. A lot of people said, man, I missed the last Fresh Starter Expo last October. Well, guess what? We have another Fresh Start show coming in. Fresh Start Expo, excuse me. That's going to be on this October 22nd at the Tucson Convention Center. This is for everyone who's been formerly incarcerated or also people who has pending warrants. If you have a warrant and you got a ticket and you failed to appear on your court date, 9 times out of 10, you probably have an outstanding warrant due to failure to appear. That means that you can get pulled over in a traffic stop and a police officer could take you to jail because of failure to appear. So listen, if you have a warrant out there, we want to help you with that. Come down to the Fresh Start Expo on October 22nd. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to have city courts, justice courts, superior courts. We're going to have our Pima County attorney, Pima County public defender. We're going to be doing a job fair. We're going to have all kind of different vendors and partners to help people get on their feet. We're going to help people get their marijuana convictions expunged. We're going to help people who have juvenile background issues. We're going to get those expunged and sealed. If you have a felony, we can help you get your conviction set aside. And if you've been disenfranchised to vote, certainly we're going to be able to help you to get your voters' rights back restored. Listen, there's nothing like the Fresh Start Expo. It is the true one-stop shop. Like no other. So make sure you keep that date. Also, if you want to participate in our fundraiser that's coming up, we will have a fundraiser breakfast on October 19th from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. At the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church in Tucson, Arizona. $35 a ticket. And if you want to get a table of 8, it's only $250. So a lot of tables many times can be $800 to $1,000 to many of the fundraisers that I've been to. We have some really, really great affordable prices. So if you're an organization, an agency, and you want to bring your staff and you want to support our vision to help people that's been formerly incarcerated get back on their feet, come support us at our fundraiser. We most definitely can use the money. All of the money that we get that is donated will be to help those that are formerly incarcerated. So thank you for all of your support. Listen, today we have a great episode on today. And I'm going to shift roles from the founder of Fresh Start into the doctor. So a lot of times I don't really get to talk about my profession as a doctor and to help people with psychiatric disorders, with early childhood traumas, post-traumatic stress disorder, emotional brain injuries that happens when devastating things happens to us. And also dealing with certain chronic diseases as well. And a lot of times when we look at medicine, I think sometimes we look at medicine to be divided, especially when we come from a conventional medicine space, that we just treat the body, or in mental health, we only treat the mind. But it's time now, I think now that we're seeing that the brain, mind, body, and soul is all interconnected. And to really get true healing and true wellness, we have to diagnose and treat from a holistic perspective. And so today I just want to talk about, come from a space of being the doctor in the house. And so people know me as Dr. Hope, but they don't know what does that really mean. I have a PhD in psychology, and I'm completing my second doctor right now in functional medicine by the end of this year. And so I'll be able to diagnose and treat from a perspective of psychiatric disorders and chronic disease in the body, such as inflammation, type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, rheumatoid arthritis, all kind of different heart disease, digestive issues, far as in your gut, you know, promoting gut wellness, all of those different things. And so today I wanted to specifically talk about what does prison do to the brain? What does prison do to the brain? Are you the same when you go to prison from a mental and emotional perspective? And the answer is you're not the same. We understand that in this country, one out of five Americans have or is suffering from mental illness in our country. So that is millions upon millions of people in our country who are suffering from mental illness. Now, I think that number is actually a little bit higher, and the reason why I say that is because that's what's been reported. There are so many people who have mental illness, behavioral health issues, substance abuse, and psychiatric disorders who go undiagnosed and untreated. And so there's many people in our communities, in our nation, and in our city who have not been to the doctor to be diagnosed. So that number most definitely could be increasing, especially after we've seen what COVID have done to our nation. And we add on top of mental illness, we add grief onto that. Most definitely seeing so many people have died or been impacted by COVID. And then the onslaught of extra traumas that our nation is going through, far as mass shootings, seeing our children in elementary school be slaughtered by high-powered rifles. It's just amazing of what we've seen. Mass shootings of all over our nation. The shooting in Buffalo where a white gentleman said he wanted to kill as many black people as possible. That's been traumatizing to our nation. Our children in Texas in elementary school been slaughtered. That's been traumatizing. Then we have inflation. We have the war in Ukraine. At some point, we say, my God, when can our brain just turn off from all of the traumatic experiences that our nation is going through? And so with that being said, is a lot of times we do not consider what does incarcerated people go through mentally and emotionally when they are incarcerated. And what we have found is, is there a traumatization from being incarcerated? And the answer is yes. And so I did some studies and some research actually called that the traumatization of incarceration. And the fact of the matter is you can be traumatized and you can experience mental illness from being in prison. Now, many people that have been in prison have already was struggling with different levels of mental illness before they were even incarcerated. As a matter of fact, that could explain some of the reasons why they made some of the criminal choices that they made is because of their mental illness. Then they actually go into prison, and many of the mental illnesses that they had already had as pre-underlining conditions is exacerbated because of the fact that now it's like secondary trauma. Now it's like they're going through different things. And so it's no secret. And some of my research that I've done in regards to the traumatization of incarceration, I found that many people struggle with depression. But when they go to prison, they suffer from anxiety, which is a fear-based mood disorder. We've seen a lot of people that's been incarcerated after being confined and after they are convicted and sentenced and they are extradited to prison. Taking the bus, that inmate bus ride to the prison, and finally is introduced into the prison system and walk down that lane and into your jail cell or your prison cell is extremely stressful and paralyzing. There's so many of inmates that have testified of suffering from paranoia, psychiatric disorders, schizophrenia, post-traumatic stress disorder known as PTSD while being in prison. And some have also resulted to substance abuse because of the atrocities of the experience that goes on in prison has been so atrocious and traumatizing to the brain and to the mind, to the nervous system, to where they felt the only way they can cope with that pain was to fall into substance abuse. Substance abuse, most of the times, I don't think that a lot of times we consider, especially in behavior health and psychiatric disorders, is that a lot of people who struggle with substance abuse really never address their trauma. And what we've seen is when it comes to people who have fallen into addictions and addictions behavior, is someone who's been traumatized that have never healed and addressed their trauma, especially early childhood trauma. Frederick Douglass said this is a very powerful statement. He said it is far easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. That just always blows my mind when I think about that. It is far easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And what Frederick Douglass was suggesting to us is that the reason why we have a lot of psychiatric disorders in our adulthood is because of unaddressed trauma in our childhood that we never address. And so when we talk about those who have been incarcerated or just in the nation of going through different traumas, we must understand that if we don't heal from our traumas, we're going to bleed on people that didn't cut us. And how many times have we seen that we bleed on people that love us the most, the people that are closest to us? When we've been through a lot of trauma and we never address that trauma, we never heal from that trauma, we end up bleeding on people and cutting people that did not hurt us. And so when we talk about trauma, not just in the prison system, but just in society itself, is that if it's necessary that we address our traumas, because trauma will keep us into a space of being hypervigilant, a space of being dissociative. We also seen a lot of studies that people who have been through a lot of trauma, they have relationship issues because they don't know how to build attachments, healthy attachments. It's easier for them to detach than to attach. We also see that in trauma, neurologically, in the brain, it impacts different regions of our brain, such as our hippocampus, such as our amygdala, such as our prefrontal cortex and the frontal lobe. It also impacts our thalamus. It impacts our hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis. And that, all of that is important when it comes to trauma, because it is the HPA, the hypothalamus, that connects with our adrenal system that releases the cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And so what we also see is people who are going through a lot of trauma have high levels of cortisol levels. And these are for the acute situations and short-term situations is okay, but the problem is when it becomes chronic. And when it becomes chronic, people under a lot of chronic stress and trauma stress overwhelms our adrenal system, and it throws our parasympathetic nervous system and sympathetic nervous system out of whack. And so these are the reason why we also see areas of mental illness related to trauma, because we don't address many of our hurtful issues. It makes us depressed. It makes us have anxiety. We struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. We have all these different things going on. And I think that we have to remove the stigma of what mental illness look like. If we're not ashamed to get a cardiologist to work on our heart, we're not ashamed to have a dentist work on our teeth, and we're not ashamed to have a family physician in our lives, and we should not be ashamed to have someone to work with us with our mental illness and our psychiatric disorder. So, in other words, all I'm saying is, it's time for us to heal as a nation. We have so many people in prison and jail that go through a lot of trauma. We have too many children that's been exposed to a lot of trauma. Trauma impacts the whole person. It impacts your brain. It impacts your mind. It impacts your nervous system. It impacts your body. It impacts your digestive system. I know that throws a lot of people off when I talk about how bad and how deep trauma is. Trauma impacts your brain, which I talked about, the amygdala, your hippocampus, your prefrontal cortex, your thalamus. But trauma impacts your mind, which is like where that connects with your human behavior, the seat of consciousness. But it also impacts your body. When you go through a lot of trauma and a lot of trauma stress, I don't think you take into account that trauma long-term makes you sick physically. We see that when you've been through a lot of trauma, your immune systems is compromised, which means that you're more prone to get sick and recover from sickness. We also see that trauma impacts your digestive system. And this blows a lot of people's mind when I talk about this, is that a lot of our digestive issues that we're seeing in our country today, if you notice, we're seeing more food allergies and food sensitivities than we've ever seen before. We're seeing more of the gas and the bloating and the diarrhea and the constipation and symptoms like irritable bowel syndrome syndrome and all these different things. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you out there in radio land, Tom's is not going to fix that. Pepto-Bismol is not going to fix the root causes of that. Gas-X is not going to fix the root causes of that. That may mask the symptoms temporarily, but at some point you got to deal with the cause. And what we've seen is that trauma, stress, and chronic stress creates this term called dysbiosis, which is it creates an imbalance in your microbiome in your digestive tract, which means you have more bad microbes and bacteria than good bacteria that throws your digestive system off, and it creates us from digesting and absorbing the nutrients of our foods, which makes us sick in the stomach, and we have all of these additional food sensitivities. Now, are you saying, well, Dr. Ho, what that got to do with my brain? I'm glad you asked me. I'm going to tell you for free today. What the connection is that we call the gut your second brain, because the digestive system is connected to the brain. There's something called the vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve from the brain down to the digestive tract. When people are going through a lot of trauma and a lot of severe stress, there's a disruptive in the vagus nerve to where it creates these problems in our digestive tract. So in order to fix that, we have to learn how to turn the brain off from being so much stress. Now, obviously, there's some additional things like toxins, exposure to pesticides, poor nutrition, processed foods, a lot of the bad ingredients, high levels of refined sugars, high fructose corn syrup, all those things as well impact our gut. But a lot of it as well come from the trauma stress that we're going through. So we have to start the healing process in order to live a better quality of life. And I stop by to tell everyone today that you, even though that trauma may be your history, but trauma does not have to be part of your destiny. It does not have to take over your future. You can heal from your trauma. That's the good news today. You can heal from your trauma. And whoever's listening to this episode today, I want you to acknowledge your trauma, because the more that we act like something didn't happen to us, and what does trauma look like? It looks like abuse. It looks like neglect. It looks like poverty. It looks like sexual abuse, physical, emotional abuse. It looks like divorce. It looks like violence. It looks like grief. I mean, it's all kinds of trauma: acute trauma, complex trauma, chronic trauma, generational trauma, historical trauma, relational trauma. Sometimes when you are in bad, toxic relationships, that is extremely traumatizing, and it puts a lot of trauma stress on the brain. What does it impact? It impacts your body. It impacts your nervous system. Did you not know it also impacts your explicit and illicit memory? There's something called episodic memory, emotional memory, how you felt at the time you were traumatized. All of that trauma impacts all those things. But let me give you some good news. The good news is you're not stuck with the brain that you have. I think that should make you happy today. I think that should put a smile on your face. You're not stuck with the brain that you have. You can rewire the brain. There's something called neural brain plasticity, which is you can rewire the brain to learn new ideas and new habits to have a better quality of life. See, ladies and gentlemen that's listening to me today, you cannot change your life if you don't heal the brain first. You must heal the brain in order to change your life. And how do we do that? Number one, relationships. We talk about one of the most powerful items and best practices for healing is love. The songwriter said, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." And that is so true. Love is one of the big things we see that helps turn the brain off from being hypervigilant and on high alert and feeling safe. Then you need relationships with people. You need resources in order to build resilience. You need better nutrition. You need therapy, whether if it's cognitive behavioral therapy, whether if it's EDMR, whether if it's hypnotherapy. You need the things that you need to get yourself together. So listen, I wanted to encourage somebody today to let them know that you're not stuck with the brain that you have. With that being said, some don't know, but I just published a book. It's called Get Your Mind Right with Dr. Holt. Heal the Brain, Heal the Life. If you're interested in getting that book, and I talk about all the things I just discussed with you today, far as trauma and what is it and what's the definition of it and how do we heal from trauma. You can heal from trauma. So remember that there's hope for you. Go get the book. It's on Amazon. It's called Get Your Mind Right with Dr. Holt. Get Your Mind Right, Dr. Holt. We talk about all kinds of different things to help people heal from their trauma. So listen, I'm out of time. I thank you for this episode. It's been great. I hope this information has been helpful. And Fresh Start is not just a show for incarcerated, dealing with incarceration, but again, it's about justice reform. And we also talk about mental health. So to this Saturday, I want to take some time to talk about mental health, because mental health is surely something that is important and powerful and prevalent in our society today. Remember, go get that book, Get Your Mind Right with Dr. Holt. It's on Amazon right now. You can get an ebook or hard copy. It's available right now. Listen, I'm signing out. Remember, Fresh Start, we coming to you October 22nd at the Tucson Convention Center, and we want to see you there. Continue to keep tuning in every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. with Dr. Holt at Fresh Start. Have a wonderful Saturday, and have a blessed day.